Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
You are now tuned in to the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast, where we discuss living for the kingdom of God while living in the culture. I am your host, Charlotte Walker. I'm a pediatric nurse practitioner, wife, daughter, sister, auntie, and friend. And I am on the journey of producing and fulfilling every purpose that God saw for me before the beginning of time. And I want you on this journey with me. Each week, we are going to discuss how to apply God's word to our everyday lives. Get ready for some word, some gems, and a few laughs along the way. Now let's start the show. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast. First off, y'all, I love y'all because this episode is coming out later than usual and people have been hitting me up. Sus, where you at though? I appreciate y'all. I love, love, love y'all. I am so excited. First of all, happy August. For those who don't know, August is my birthday month, and so I celebrate all month long. Now, I don't subscribe to zodiac signs because it's witchery and also because I love God. So that's my identity. It's not in no zodiac sign. But what I will do is turn up all month long. I'm super excited about today's episode. I have some updates for y'all. And honestly, y'all, we are just going to talk today. Like, I don't have a lot of super deep Bible revelatory things. I just want to like keep it 100 with y'all because your girl has been going through, okay? This year has been giving very much ghetto. It's a necessary ghetto, but ghetto nonetheless. And as I approach my birthday, I always love to just kind of sit back and see where God has really brought me from my last birthday year. So everybody's always like super hyped up about January, but I like to look from like birthday to birthday, like version 3.1, because I'm 31. What's the version 3.2 about to be like? Okay. And how's that different from version 3.0? That I need to know the upgrades of the iPhone. Okay. So before we hop in, there's so much going on, y'all, and I'm so excited. First, I want y'all to know and to remember, hey, we are not going to have as many episodes after this month. Remember, I told y'all at the top of the year, we are pivoting. We are going to be a seasonal podcast. And so after August 31st, the episodes won't be weekly. We'll have a couple of drops for y'all here and there, but they won't be weekly. I want to stay connected with y'all. So y'all need to make sure that you are on my email list. Make sure that you are following me on YouTube. Make sure that you are connected because I'm still going to be doing all of the things. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that every other Wednesday after I teach Bible study in the society, I also get on Instagram and basically do like a Bible study recap, almost like a mini lesson. So make sure that you're connected with us on Instagram. Now, here is the exciting news. When we come back in January, we will no longer be the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast. Okay? When we come back in January, we will be Prescription for Purpose. And I'm so excited about it that the name is changing, the new website is launching, and we are really stepping into this next season. And really, that's what we're about to talk about. Okay, I'm going to talk about how we got from point A to point B and how it really can be a struggle. And I don't feel like it's talked about enough. So if you're looking for something super deep and theological, today is not the day. Okay, we got all these other great episodes and they're phenomenal. But today we're just being real. This is the girl talk of God Goes and Girl Talk on today. Okay, now what I have learned and really about us being real about this is that our faith and our feelings do not always be adding up. So if y'all know, at the top of 2022, I told y'all that this has been my year to pivot. It was so exciting. I was so excited. And as exciting as that sounds, it has been one of the most stressful times of my adult life, right? What I found is that, you know, although there are many of us who have been led to believe that whenever we face some type of resistance, that we've missed God or we're out of alignment with God, what I have found is that that is not true. That we have to be completely okay with feeling like we're meeting resistance. Meeting resistance and not having peace are not the same thing, right? Feeling or meeting resistance and not having peace about something are not the same. And so what happens is we confuse the peace of God for not having obstacles, and the math don't be mathing. And so then we either get stagnant or we get overwhelmed and we shut down and we don't move forward in a way that God has called us to, or we go in a completely different direction. And it's so important that we know and that we understand that your feelings and your faith will not always be mathing. Okay. I don't know who that is for, but I've talked to so many people who say that they felt like, oh, well, because God, I was having trouble with it, or because, you know, I was feeling some level of resistance, I just figured that that wasn't the plan that God had for me. And so I decided not to do it, or I decided not to move forward, or I quit. And what I realized is that that is partly us, partly the enemy. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But it really is us being able to identify that we're not being faithful with the plan that God has given us. If I told y'all about all of the struggle that I was met with when I was in nursing school, each time there was some level of resistance that I faced. But as I continued, God always showed up. He always made a way. I literally, in my master's program, as nurse practitioner students, we have to find our own clinical placement. And I had moved to Florida. I know that that was God's plan for me. We moved to Florida. I get here, and the hospital that told me that they would secure all of my placement for me and I wouldn't have to worry about it, they ended up merging with Johns Hopkins, and they were like, yeah, about that. We can't help you with that. And so I was waking up calling, knocking on every door, interviewing with people. And it felt like everything was a no. And eventually I said, you know what, God, I'm just going to take a semester off. And if that's the plan that you have for me, fine. Clearly, I must have missed you along the way. Literally the day that I had the call scheduled with my counselor, somebody had hit me up and they gave me a clinical spot. And so just because I met resistance, had I not gone through with the calling and the seeking, right? The Bible says, ask and keep on asking, seek and keep on seeking, knock and the door shall be open to you. I believe it's in Matthew 6. And you have to keep knocking on the door. You have to keep asking. You have to keep seeking when you know that God has given you a promise. And the reason that I feel like that is so pivotal is because so many of us forfeit our future, forfeit the promise of God on our lives because we think that resistance is a sign for us to stop. But it feels so ghetto. That's the part I want to talk about, that it feels so unnatural. This cannot be the Lord. The amount of struggle that I'm going through, a lot of us think that this can't be God, child. It cannot be God. But when you have a level of peace about a situation, that does not mean that you won't have resistance. I can know that God told me, which he did, that I was going to be a pediatric nurse practitioner. This is what he's called me to do. It was easy for me to be a family nurse practitioner. He told me no, that specifically pediatrics, that was what I was going into. I wanted to be a neonatal nurse practitioner. He told me no. And so then for him to tell me no, and I'm going through school and all of these things are happening, and it seemed like it was going so well, to meet that level of resistance, I could have interpreted that as God was no longer with me on the journey, but that's not true, right? A lot of times Jesus, in the Bible, he sent the disciples on the boat knowing that there was a storm that they were going to have to go through. And so to me, I think it's so important that as we go out and we do these things for God, we have to understand that submitting and committing to the plans. That's what faithfulness is. We just did a study on faithfulness. It's not just submitting, but also committing to the plans of God. And when you do that, it's going to cause you to have to confront some major challenges, some of them spiritual, but some of them not. And quite frankly, it's ghetto. It's a one-star Yelp review. Like, I have been literally dealing with things that I assumed that I had under control. I've had to learn new skill. I've had to learn how to overcome things as they manifest in a new way. And so what I really want to encourage each one of y'all is that, first off, don't give up, because resistance is not a sign that you are supposed to quit.
This episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast is brought to you by Audible. Y'all, I absolutely love Audible. One of my goals this year was to read more books. And honestly, it's just difficult with my schedule, with me just being busy, and just honestly not having the attention span to be able to sit down and read books. But Audible has come to my rescue. I have been enjoying Audible really for a number of years, but recently have been just really taking advantage of the app. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers to new releases, celebrity memoirs. I'm talking motivation, wellness, spiritual, business. And what I love is that oftentimes Audible will have the top celebrities or experts reading their books in their own words. Barack's The Promised Land is chef's kiss fire, listening to him discuss all of the challenges that he faced during his presidency. I also love that every month I'm able to select one new title to bring into my library. And so it gives me the option to read and experience books that I may not have experienced picking them up myself. The Audible app makes it so easy to listen anytime, anywhere. I listen on a plane. I've listened literally this morning, listening to Atomic Habits as I'm working out. It has been amazing. And new members get to experience Audible for 30 days for free. So if you want to elevate your life through books, okay, don't have me start singing Reading Rainbow, sis. You want to go over to audibletrial.com/GGGT, like God Goals and Girl Talk, to start your 30-day free trial today. Again, that's audibletrial.com/GGGT to start your free 30-day trial today. Now let's get back.
So of course, as I'm spending my time with God, I am really just trying to get to the bottom of this. And what he showed me was that almost everybody that God chose in the Bible had some level of resistance that they faced. They faced external resistance, which is the devil. Okay, little Lucy, he be out here. He never takes PTO days. But then there's also this internal resistance. And we don't often talk about the internal resistance, right? Moses tried to tell God that he could not go free the people in Egypt because he had a stuttering problem. And God was like, but who made your mouth? Who are you talking to? I made your mouth. I can make you not speak at all. And so it's so important to remember that we don't need to tell God what we're not capable of doing, right? Jonah decided that he was going to run away. He was like, I ain't doing none of this. Goodbye. And he got swallowed by a whale. Like, there were so many times where you see this level of resistance. Even Mary, she took on the assignment well, but then there was resistance with, first off, Joseph not even believing her. Second off, people coming after them, trying to find the baby and kill Jesus. Like, there was so much resistance before Jesus was even born that was faced, that if Mary would have been like, nah, this ain't for me. Right? This can't be God, because look at all of the trouble that's coming with it. And a lot of times we think that that is an abnormality, but really it's not. We have to understand that when God calls us to big things, especially divine things, it's often going to defy, first of all, anything that our brain can comprehend. And then it's going to really make us question, or it's going to show or stretch our ability to be faithful to God, which means to commit to the plans of God, to put our faith only in God, in following that first set of instructions, right? Will we be faithful and committed? Or will we decide that, like, nah, this ain't for me, right? A lot of us want God's best, but we're not giving him our best. A lot of us want what's required at the next level, but we don't want it. And when I think about this, one of the stories that always sticks out in my head is Noah, because Noah, God gave him very detailed instructions on how to build this ark, told him what to do. And I'm sure in the beginning, Noah was like, yes, I'm on fire. Like, God chose me and my family. I'm sure he was so hyped up. I'm sure Noah felt like he hit the lotto. I'm sure Noah was like, I can't believe God is choosing me. All of the feelings that we feel, right? When God first told me to start this podcast, all of the feelings that I felt when he was like, you're going to teach and you're going to do this and you're going to do that. All of that feels so amazing. There is no words to really be able to articulate how amazing it feels when God chooses you. However, the Bible doesn't talk about this, but I know that Noah was a human just like me, and my heart has been with him, because I know as those days got longer, as the building process got more stressful, as the talks about him being, around town, people calling him crazy and all of that, as that got louder and louder, I know that it had to be challenging for him as he continued to try to prophesy and get people to repent and turn back to God, as people, you know, mocked him. I'm sure that that was challenging to him. And so for us, we have to understand the level of faithfulness that is required. But nobody talks about that. We just think that it's supposed to feel good because you're walking in purpose. And that is a lie. It's not going to feel good. In fact, there's going to be a lot of times where you question if you're even on the right path, because the resistance is going to be so great. But again, that resistance is often letting us know that we're on the right path. Resistance is often letting us know that whatever is on the other side of this is so great. And the difference is that peace, that when you go to talk to God, if he don't give you new instructions, then you are to stay on the path that you were on. But a lot of times what we'll do is we'll bail out. Oh, God can't be in this. No, he's right. He's in the middle of the storm. He's right in the middle. You stay right there on that little boat, sis, and you ride it out. Jesus was in the bottom of the boat when he got on the boat and there was a storm. The disciples were all wigging out, and Jesus on the boat sleep, because he had a level of peace. He was not worried about the storm. Then he comes out and he told the storm to be still. However, we don't really consider that when we get instruction from him. We just think that it's all supposed to be hunky-dory, right? And so what I found over the last month, as God has given me more detailed plans, that we were moving from God Goals and Girl Talk into Prescription for Purpose, he's given me the new, authority. He sent me to seminary school, just things that have not made sense to me. And y'all, the amount of resistance, even in me being in seminary school, I go to seminary school and then things start going on with my health where I'm having to go to all these specialists, and it's just the math ain't mathing, and I'm so exhausted. I've never been so tired in my life at this point. And I'm just like, God, what is going on? But then what God has taught me, the lessons that he's taught me in the midst of this storm about learning how to rest properly, learning how to not worry about tomorrow because tomorrow has enough problems of its own, to learn how to get to really go into a situation and get what I'm supposed to and not be worried about some other person or a grade adding value to my life because I'm here on assignment to get what God has called me to get, that I'm having to learn how to maintain my home life and my family life and not allow business to overtake me. I'm learning how to not be distracted. I'm learning that the root of most of my problems be me. Okay? It be us. It be us because we don't know how to navigate distractions. We allow the enemy to divide and to distract us, which is the true meaning of the word anxiety. When you look at the scripture, be anxious for nothing, and you look at it in the Greek, the word anxious really speaks to us having divided interests. Well, if I'm divided, I can't give 100% of what I got going on to anything. And so oftentimes what we need to understand is that it's not the assignment. It's our inability to be committed and faithful to the plan. So when God tells me to do a rebrand at the top of the year, y'all, I changed some colors. I was like, we're going to redo this little site. It's going to be a little cute. No. Because I knew surely like God could not be calling me to restart everything that he told me to birth. Like you gave me this podcast. Why would you tell me to change the name? We're almost 3 years in at this point. Like, that's not making sense. I'll update the colors and stuff. I see what you're saying. I'll pivot, right? But what I found was that the pivot that he called me to, as we continue to talk, the shift that was taking place, it felt like failure. It felt like, well, clearly I must have missed something. Maybe this should have been the name in the beginning. This can't be. But what you have to remember is that a major shift always happens before elevation. Jesus had to go into the wilderness before he was sent into ministry. Yeah, I know I talk about that all the time and how the testing was preparation to walk in the promise. So as God has given me new instruction, new details, new focuses, I was hesitant and I was frustrated. Like, let's talk about it. Let's talk about when God tell you to do something and you don't want to. Because a lot of times people think that it's just like, oh man, God, yes, absolutely, I will. No, I was feeling like Jonah. Nah, I'm not doing that. Go to seminary. For why? For why? Why would I do such a thing? That doesn't make any sense. I just got done with school. I told you I was done with school when you told me to get the doctorate. And I'm not even using that, I don't feel like. So what's good here? Like, why do we keep doing this? But what I had to realize was that every piece of the plan, every detail, God is going to use. And so I did the things anyway, because I'm more committed to God and I'm more committed to his plan over my life than I am to my feelings. But then I get into school and I am dealing with like a health crisis. Like, what the heck is going on here? For why? Why is this so ghetto? But then as I've continued through this over the last 4 months or so, God has shown me, one, that pivoting, it makes you feel like you're starting from scratch. However, it is not a failure. When God tells you to pivot, it's because the direction has changed. And I need to be sensitive enough, again, to marry the mission and not the method. And I know that I've already talked about this, but I wasn't really as committed to marrying the method. I was more married to the method than I thought I was. So when I was like, okay, we gonna do this, new colors, new this, new that, rebrand, I was cool with that because it didn't make me uncomfortable. However, everything that God has had me do in the last 12 months, I've been so uncomfortable. I've left my job. Y'all know how many times I've wanted to apply for more jobs and go get one just because I knew I could get one and it would be easy for me. But I know that that's not what God has for me. Do y'all know? Because then when I would get ready to do it, I would have no peace. I've had interviews lined up and God would be like, okay, go ahead. If you think that's what you want to do. And I have no peace about the interview. Right? So things feel chaotic here, but my heart and my spirit is like, girl, you being mad disobedient right now. You wasting time applying for these jobs and going to interviews when the answer is already no, when I've called you off of your job. And we don't be talking about that. We think that what God tells us to do is going to be easy peasy. It's going to feel great. And there is a level of fulfillment that I've had that I can't explain. I've experienced the goodness of God in my obedience, but the obedience piece, be ghetto, it's hard. It's a hard decision. It's not one that I wake up every day and I'm so excited that I'm doing these things. There are a lot of things that I've had to do that I have not wanted to do. And it's okay. The part about faithfulness is doing it anyway. That is the key. That is what God is looking for. He's looking for us to not feel like a failure because we've submitted to his plans and the plans continue to evolve. That's not failure. Pivoting is not failure. Pivoting out of a career that you thought that God had called you to do something else is not failure. What God has shown me is that a lot of the frameworks, a lot of the theories, a lot of the stuff that I have learned how to do so well in nursing, to be able to heal people, to be able to educate them, I'm using them on this platform and he's about to take it in a new direction to where I can use it even more. But in the midst of it, all that stuff sounds cute. And I'm like, but this feels ghetto. That sounds great, God. Sure. But why? Why you ain't say that from the beginning? Why you ain't tell me this before? I could have saved this amount of time. I could have saved that amount of time. Like, it's been almost a year since I've left my job. And I feel like I'm just now getting all of these clear instructions. I'm like, why you ain't tell me this last October? Because I could have been working on this stuff. Like, what was the reason? And a lot of times it feels almost like it is not okay for you to be frustrated with God. No, I ask questions respectfully, okay? Don't pull up on God disrespectfully. But I'm like, why you didn't tell me this before? But there are often things that he needs to burn off in us so that way we are prepared for the next level. And the reason that he had to wait to give me the further instructions, the further this, the further that, was because I was not in a position where I was prepared. Last year, this time, I was not working out. I was not taking care of my health. I was not taking care of my body, which I knew that that was a part of the assignment. But I did not realize how much depth was attached to that. And so sometimes our instructions seem weird. Learn how to take a day off. Now we don't do nothing on my days off. Whereas before, I would have ran myself into the ground. And what God has told me is that the reason that he has to deal with a lot of the stuff with us first is because the things and the habits that we have can't go where we're going. The requirement for me to sustain in this new position, I can't take my old habits and my old attitudes and my old work ethic. I'm going to burn out. And so it's so important to know that when God calls you to pivot, that it's not going to always match with your feelings. You are going to feel like you missed something along the way. You are going to feel unprepared. You are going to feel frustrated. And it's so important that we talk about this because people are out here just kind of sitting on pause because they're like, well, I feel like this thing is still on my heart to do heavy, but I met so much resistance that I don't, that can't be God. No, it is him. Jump on in, double dutch, sis. Jump on in because it's the beginning. And as we go through this, and as, you know, I launch these new products and we launch the new brand, I'm so excited, but it's also bittersweet, right? And so I think that what we have to talk about is that it's normal to have emotion as you go through these things with God. And the emotion is not a reflection of your heart towards God. I love God no matter what. Whether I had a platform or not, did this or not. At one point, I was teaching Bible study to 5 people faithfully every week, and it made my heart so glad. So I love God so much that I'm not about to change up on him. However, I also am a human being, and so the emotions that he's given me, I can go talk to him about them. God, I'm frustrated. This don't make no sense. God, is this you? Because, God, my health. God, really? All of this? I'm too tired. I can't even get my body out of bed, let alone build a brand or complete an assignment for seminary school. Why would you let this happen like this? Right? These are all very real feelings. However, what I've learned is that you have to keep going despite that.
This episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast is brought to you by The Society. The Society is our online community for women of faith who are looking for a safe space to be encouraged, educated, and empowered. The Society is hosted by myself, Tatum Tamia of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast, Kavaya Watrice of the She Who Is Called app, and Rosalind Renee of the Therapy as a Christian podcast. Y'all look, this community is so rich and it really has something for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur, Tatum has business trainings every month and has built an amazing resource library. And almost every month we have a number of like funding opportunities and all of this just wonderful information together. We even have a place for us to share our businesses so we can work with each other. If you are struggling with time management and productivity, Rosalind's going to snatch you together. Okay. She does these Monday productivity minutes that have been blessing my life. If you're looking for practical ways to walk by faith, Kavaya is out here dropping big gems. And of course, I'm out here teaching live Bible studies every 2 weeks. And that don't even touch our quarterly challenges, corporate fasts, live events, and so much more. One thing I've learned about the Society is that given the opportunity, we are always going to glorify God and we always going to go to brunch. Okay? We be brunching out here. Houston be turning up. Atlanta be turning up. Okay? Like, we are out here glorifying God, Bibles, and brunch. Okay. So if you are in need of a safe space of like-minded women of faith, start your 2-week free trial of the Society today by clicking the link in the show notes
and here or I going was, to www.blessedandbossedupsociety.com. The name change was getting me. Okay. Honestly, the name change was getting me. It was. But it was the assignment. And what God had to show me was like people in the Bible, like Sarai, who became Sarah, Simon, who became Peter, Saul, who became Paul. There was a shift that took place when they stepped into their God-given identities, right? There was a level of elevation. And although it's not like explicitly stated in the Bible, my revelation in the changing of the names, it really signifies that their mission and God's plan is being revealed in their life. So as God dealt with me and gave me new instruction and a new name for everything I was doing, okay, there was a sense of like excitement, but then also panic set in, right? It felt like, but wait, what about like Goggles and Girl Talk is my baby though. Like we changed the colors, Jesus. So this new name and this new identity, it just felt like something new. And I know that sense of panic was a direct attack against the very thing that God had spoken to me, right? The same way that Peter, when it got rough, he denied Jesus 3 times because he was panicking. And so I had to go sit down with God and figure out why this was happening. And so he gave me the tea. Let me tell y'all. The enemy wants us to feel like we are losing when we pivot. And our flesh wants us to be complacent and stagnant. And then the rest of the world just don't understand. So it feels like everything is caving in. This person don't get it, okay? My grandma over here, she don't know. Why you not working in the hospital? She has so many questions, and I love her. She has so many questions because it just really doesn't make as much sense to them. So the world doesn't get it. God, you know, God is like, we're going into a new season, so it's time for a change. The devil's like, failure. My flesh is like, but I want to stay here. I'm comfortable in this place. And it just feels like there's a battle being fought on all 4 sides, right? But we have to remember that God is our redeemer, that God is our refuge, and that even when the enemy lifts up a standard or lifts up tactics against us, that God is Jehovah Gabor, the God of war. He will come and he will smite the head of the enemy. And sometimes the biggest lesson I've learned is that when we talk about spiritual warfare, outside of us fighting this battle on all sides, okay, we know that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We learned that in Ephesians 6, where Paul talks about putting on the full armor of God. But what we have to also understand, or the bigger lesson is, outside of little Lucy, okay, because y'all know he's going to take us down at every opportunity, there is another entity that gets in the way. There is another entity fighting against us. The entity is us. It's me. It's my flesh. Our flesh is
also out here making poor decisions, because by default, it just does what it wants. It wants what it wants. It does what it wants. So there are often times where the enemy's not even involved. Sis, it's not the devil. It's your decisions. You want to know why you don't have more? You're not making the decision to do better. So you're not going to have more. And what God had to tell me, he said, this is what's required for the next level. The things that you're asking me for, Sharla, this is what's required. You can either do them or not, but this is what's required. So I understand that you don't like it, but this is what's required. Working out is what is required. Being focused, what is required. Getting rid of distractions, what is required. Because a lot of times these things will show up and they will hinder us, and then we fail to execute. Execution is the key that is missing from you getting from where you are now into your next part of your life. And so I've really taken these last couple of weeks and these last couple of months for myself, for God to really, really have to show me this. But what I've learned is, like, child, I'll often talk crazy to myself before the devil even get a chance. We want to blame the devil, but it's me saying this to me. And then the devil just come in and he just reinforces what you've already said. He just starts sending things now that he knows what you're thinking, because he is not omnipotent. He does not know your thoughts. But the minute that you say it out loud about yourself to yourself, he can now act on that to reinforce it. So now we're helping him. It's not the devil. It be us. And I have had to learn that. I've had to repent. I've put different things in place. I pray every day. I have a prayer call every day with one of my good friends to where we can just pour into one another and lift each other up. I have developed a new system that has been allowing me and helping me to execute. And I've learned that this is one of those biggest barriers. When we talk about walking in purpose, the biggest reason that many women that listen to this show have not been able to achieve everything that God has called them to is because of you. It's not anybody else. It be us in God's way. What we will do, what we won't do, how we're going to spend our time. And because we don't want to be regimented, because we don't want to do the work that's required, we pray these prayers and you're not willing to put the action. You're not willing to put the work behind the faith. And the work that you do is not towards your faith or what you say that you have faith in, but it's in the opposite. You're believing God for a husband, but you won't stay out of Ray Ray house because your flesh like Ray Ray. Ray Ray is comfortable. He there when you need him. He's there when it get hard. Girl, stop it. Stop it. So throughout this month, we are going to be talking about getting ourselves out of God's way. Okay? Over the next 2 weeks, we are going to be talking with Prophetess Tanya, and we're going to be talking about spiritual warfare and the lust of the flesh, and girl, it's good. Okay? I know I gave a little bit of scripture, but have y'all pens and pads ready, because y'all know when me and Prophetess Tanya get together, y'all, we talked about false prophets, we talked about false teaching, we talked about our own flesh getting out of our own way. It was just such a good time in the Lord. More importantly, I'm going to be hosting a live session to help you prep for purpose on August 15th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can click the link in the show notes, okay? So you can sign up. And I'm just super excited because the lessons that I've learned over the last few months have really changed the game for me. And I want y'all to know right now, baby girl, 2023, y'all, when we come back, Life is just not, now that I feel like I've unlocked this, this piece and I've been able to build the system, girl, if you do the work, if you work the word works, because God says that his word will not return to him void. But the issue is that a lot of us don't know where to start or how to get there. And so we are going to talk about, I'm going to introduce some concepts and things like that to you guys on August 15th. So make sure that you click the link in the show notes. Make sure that you connect with us on Instagram at Prescription for Purpose. So it's RX for purpose. I'm going to go ahead and drop the link in the show notes. Make sure that y'all take the prescription for purpose quiz. Like, there's just so many resources. God has been really dealing with me in this area because there are so many women who need me to come in and help nurse you back to this, back to the version of yourself, to where you believed what God said and you just did it. Okay, so if that sounds like something that you are dealing with, if you're tired of feeling stuck, if you're tired of feeling overwhelmed, if you're tired of feeling like, you know, you're just not sure how to do, how to get from step A to step B, you're tired of watching other people elevate and do all of these things, and you know that you have something on the inside of you to share with the world, sis, don't you miss August 15th. Okay, so again, I appreciate y'all swooping in on your girl, trying to find out what a podcast episode is. Make sure that y'all follow me on everything, that y'all sign up for this training on the 15th. I cannot wait for the next couple of weeks to get the feedback on these interviews that I did with Prophetess Taya Lofty, because it was flames. And I love y'all, and I will talk to y'all again soon. Bye.
I pray you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Make sure you stay connected with us throughout the week by following us over on Instagram at God Goals and Girl Talk, hitting us up on Twitter at GGGT Podcast, and checking out our website, www.godgoalsandgirltalk.com. The website is lit. It has a free resource library, and you can search podcast episodes based on topics, all the things, okay? So until next week, continue to love God, love people, and love yourselves. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.